A 2011 state law ending most collective bargaining rights for nearly all public workers will affect three unions at UW Hospital. One of them is SEIU. Anne-Louise Tatro is a member. She's a nurse who's worked at UW Hospital for more than 30 years. She says unless the hospital decides to extend worker protections, they would be exempt from labor laws that protect private sector nurses, like the National Labor Relations Act.
We would be employees at will. We will not be able to feel safe doing any kind of collective activity, asserting any kind of rights, speaking up for our patients' concerns.
Tatro plans to attend tonight's Madison Common Council meeting, where a resolution by the mayor asks UW Hospital administrators to protect union rights.
UW Hospital is the second largest employer in the city of Madison, second only to the university. And for the Common Council to speak in support of this resolution, we think is a step in the right direction of saying that Madison is a great place to live, where we have a fair level playing field, where we can speak up as employees.
The governor cited the state deficit when presenting legislation limiting collective bargaining. UW Hospital administrators pointed out in a letter to the governor at the time that eliminating hospital union bargaining would have no fiscal impact on the state's bottom line because the hospital receives no general purpose revenue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.